You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Kinetic with the faction, heavy rotation, and yes, he's so patient. Island time, time zone in any location. No faking squads, a farm guard is pop a top dog, so I'm ready on acres.
Real to the soil.
See, we came for royalty, love and loyalty. Two things important to me. Father, down where I stand and fall on my knees. And if I said it's okay, it's okay. Aye. Said it's okay, said it's okay, said it's okay, I'm away.
Aye.
Said it's okay, said it's okay, said it's okay, I'm away. Aye. Said it's okay, said it's okay. Said it's okay, I'm away.
Aya.
Said it's okay, said it's okay. Think you stupid, I'm there. Louis found a Luthi with a weak toe. Figure looking Nepo. Looking for one Porsche to Lego. She sniffed both shit in the bagel. Young to feel a pickle, pickle. Pick your poison with the voice for quick enjoyment. Whisper voices, just annoy them. Skip the noise, fulfill the voyage, and you will destroy them.
Is she?
Tank like a max with a gank.
GG.
Swimming all the way to the bank.
See, we
started from the block, coming Molotov hot, and we only got ourselves to thank.
Shit.
Got my new way, E new hockey. They say they see, yeah, we ain't seen around here. God and my mama, the two things are fair. If I said it's okay, it's okay.
Aye.
Said it's okay, said it's okay, said it's okay, I'm away.
Aya.
Said it's okay, said it's okay, said it's okay, I'm away.
Aya.
Said it's okay, said it's okay, said it's okay, I'm away.
Aya.
Said it's okay, said it's okay, think you stupid, I'm there.
Aya.
That is Diggy Dupe, of course, with Keke Boy, and we have got Diggy Dupe on the line. Morena, Diggy, how are you?
Yo, good morning. How are we?
Good, how are you? It's so nice to be able to chat to you on the other side of lockdown. Last time we spoke to you, it was when Keke Boy came out, which was way back.
It was the first day.
Hard out.
It was lockdown.
Strange times, eh?
Yeah, hard.
Hey, and how have you been since then? We've got a brand new track of yours, which we're going to be able to play very soon. And what have you been getting up to in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, man, I'm just, like, slowly getting back into work and, like, getting the ball rolling on the album.
Mm.
Remember, like, last time I talked, we had no idea, like, because we didn't know how long that lockdown was going to last or whatever.
Totally.
So now it's kind of like we actually kind of flesh out some decent dates and whatnot. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Just, like, picking up.
Yeah, so we have got a date for the album now. It's the 28th of August. That's Me, That's Team is the name of the record. How are you feeling about it?
Pretty good, eh? Like, the pressure's on to get it done.
It's always the way. The track you've put out, though, or you're putting out tomorrow, we get a sneaky early spin of it, which is very exciting, is CT&T.
Yep.
What does that stand for, Diggy?
Cup of tea and toast.
Nice. And what's this song about? Because it's kind of touching on some pretty heavy topics here.
Yeah, I don't know, like, how that ended up happening, actually. Like, I just thought of the hook of, like, damn, that's what I always have. Like, it's such a staple in, like, Polynesian households or, like, Kiwi households.
Mm.
You know, you get home from school, you have a cup of tea, you put the bread in the toaster.
Yeah.
And, like, that was our breakfast growing up. Like, we'll wake up, have a tea. I didn't start drinking coffee until I was, like, 17.
Yeah.
Like, when I started going out with my missus, I was like, what the hell is this? I don't even like coffee. You know, so, like, we're such a, like, tea and toast-driven society. And, like, all our kids, like, that's how Kiwi kids grew up. Like, that was the real breakfast for champions.
Mm, hard
and,
out.
Like, started from there. And then I was just kind of like, man, how do we even get to, like, this staple diet? And I was like, just thought about it, like, man, my family, like, they love to gamble, and, like, a lot of families love to gamble. So I was kind of speaking from, like, a child's point of view,
mm-hmm.
and then flipping it, and then looking at how he came into the situation of eating tea and toast. And it's like, you know, your parents struggle with financial stuff and money management, and everyone has their vices. So my family, like, well, I love them to bits, but they just love, like, gambling or, like, playing cards. So that's different. And, like, yeah, it's pretty heavy. Yeah, I didn't even notice how heavy it was when I was writing it. But, yeah, it's so crazy how, in like, island communities, the pokies are such a big thing. So it's like, yeah, it just talks about how it has its effects on, like, families and shit.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who can relate to this track, because it is a big thing in New Zealand, and it is kind of, I think, following what you tend to do, Diggy, is like take these ideas that lots of people can really relate to, and then put them in a song where suddenly everyone's like, oh yeah, that's it, that's that feeling. What are you kind of hoping people get out of this record when it eventually comes out later this year?
Just a bit of understanding and something that they can relate to. Like, you know, we look for things that we can make our own, so hopefully there's a bit of everything in this project for everyone, which is why, you know, this is so different from Gekke Boy, because Gekke Boy is just like energy, like raw energy and stuff. This is more like stepping back, putting headphones in and just having a quiet listen to yourself. So hopefully, like, yeah, people can just find themselves in this album.
Yeah, that sort of can talk to them. You also working with Christoph Altruento on this track as well. How was that?
Yeah, so shout out to Chris. He produced it. He just sent me, like, this massive beat pack.
Awesome.
And I was running through it, and yeah, that was the one. So shout out to him. And also shout out to Sin B, because that cover art that's coming out, like, that was all him. He posted it on IG, and I, like, told him, like, bro, I need that.
I would like that one, thank you.
Yeah, hard. Like, I didn't want to do anything to it. Like, I didn't even want to put any, like, title in it. You know, because, like, the artwork itself, like, it's crazy. Like, if you look at that tree and you look and you listen to the song, it just complements each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, bro, that's my family tree. Or, like, that's my money tree.
That's awesome, and it's so nice when you can find other artists as well that it just seem to be kind of vibing on the same ideas.
Like, I don't even have to, like, create it. It was already there, made.
Yeah.
And, like, ready to, like, prepare it. It's like a wine and food tasting thing. You know, like like a pairing or something. You know, like, you go to like a restaurant and they're like, oh, you're gonna listen to this and you're gonna look at that. Tell me how you feel.
The perfect cheese to the wine that is your awesome music. Hey, Diggy, we're going to play CT&T, Cup of Tea and Toast now. Thank you so much for having a chat to us, and really, really looking forward to the record coming out in August. I'm sure we'll talk to you closer to the time then as well. That's me, that's Team. Really looking forward to hearing the rest of it. Thanks for having a chat with us this morning.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
See ya.
My nana bussin' every morning into the casino. Yeah, spinning the pitch and the pokies, battle bingo. Let me set the safe for all of y'all. She was scratching cards, street to living large, always getting keto. And she never went to church and said that money in the purse went straight to the place where my mama worked. Y'all don't have me see. My mama was dealing cards, provide people the peeling odds. And we would feel the losses, then the time, cause ain't no meal tomorrow. I get it, it ain't a problem if you spend to vent. But there's a problem if you often gotta spend the rent. Drowning deep in credit debt, cracking when the pressure gets too real for you. I feel for you. The brokest ones always want the quickest dollar. Gambling establishments always got the thickest margin. Playing with ultimatums and show the risk and prosper. 1% is paying poker blinds with houses, yo. And still I'm starving. Tucking cup of tea and toast in the wintertime. Yeah, yeah. Cup of tea and toast with a dinner time. Yeah, yeah. Cup of tea and toast, woman of myself. Cup of tea and toast, up the scope. God is all we know. Yeah, cup of tea and toast in the wintertime. Yeah, yeah. Cup of tea and toast with a dinner time. Yeah, yeah. Cup of tea and toast, woman of myself. Cup of tea and toast, up the scope. God is all we know.
it ain't my papa, he will buy a lotto. Gotta be in it to win it, that's his motto.
Listen.
He was sitting there thinking, dreaming about some hollow
wishes.
But reality's the hardest bit to swallow.
Sweet.
You see, he died before he ever got that first division. And even a fraction of his purchase tickets. No certain winning in this game of life. That's why I don't gamble my money. I handle my money, invest and play with my money. Learn to expand my money, but nobody ever taught us money management or how to handle it when all the money come. Praying for a lucky run. My cousin on the benefit. He spend it quick to get his chips and try and double money up. Dreaming of things that'll never be a reality. Feeding machines instead of feeding the families. Oh well. It is what it is. Tea bags and sugars in the cup and milk and butters in the fridge. I'm talking cup of tea and toast in the winter time. Cup of tea and toast with a dinner time. Cup of tea and toast, woman of myself. Cup of tea and toast off the scope. God is all we know. Cup of tea and toast in the winter time. Cup of tea and toast with a dinner time. Cup of tea and toast, woman of myself. Cup of tea and toast off the scope. God is all we know. I said that's all we know.
That is a brand new track from Diggy Dupay. It's called CT&T, Cup of Tea and Toast, and it's out tomorrow. So awesome to have another chat with Diggy about what's been going on and his new record, which is coming out on the 28th of August. Really looking forward to that one. That's me, that's Team is its name, Grayland's Finest. So thank you very much, Diggy, and that is an awesome song. If you like the sound of it, you can vote for it in the 95BFM Top 10. I'm sure it'll be popping up in the playlist in the near future. And we'll also be going through the Top 10 as it stands from last night. Later in the show as well, telling you who your number one is and what it is looking like. We'll be back with some headlines on the other side of this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.